A bill introduced in the state legislature offers energy relief for Alaskans. The bipartisan-sponsored measure would provide vouchers to all permanent fund dividend-eligible adults for 250 gallons of heating fuel or an equivalent amount of natural gas or 1,500 kilowatt-hours of electricity. The non-transferable vouchers would only be redeemable in-state. The bill's prime sponsor, Senator Joe Thomas of Fairbanks, spoke on the Senate floor Friday about the proposal, saying residents of urban locations like Fairbanks are experiencing energy pain.
These costs are crippling the economy of Alaska's second largest city, stifling development, forcing families to start looking to move south, and when they're moving south, they're not moving to Anchorage, they're moving out of state.
Thomas acknowledged that energy costs are even higher in bush communities, but said Fairbanks is also struggling due to a similar dependence on oil for heating and power. He read from correspondence from constituents, quoting a retired couple about their energy costs.
Over $1,000 a month for electric and fuel. We hit with the higher costs of goods and services because businesses are trying to cover their increased costs as well. Mr. President, I wish I could say that these were not typical letters, but unfortunately I received them almost daily, emails, letters. And in the first 32 days of the session, they've been coming in even more frequently.
Thomas said cold snaps in November and January wiped out entire winter energy budgets of some Fairbanks residents. Thomas pushed for consideration of the energy vouchers, despite programs that subsidize efficiency upgrades, again citing correspondence from a constituent.
I received a letter from a small business owner last month who has taken advantage of the energy efficiency rebate program, the weatherization program, the local wood stove changeout program, and our electric utilities home sense program. After taking advantage of all these worthwhile conservation programs, her bills are still higher this year than last.
Thomas said the situation will get worse as oil prices are on the way up. Thomas and the bill's 8 co-sponsors are still unclear on precisely what the one-year program would cost the state. Thomas's chief of staff, Joe Hardenbrook, says they are awaiting a fiscal note from the administration, but estimates funding the bill would take a small percentage of this year's oil tax-fueled $3.7 billion budget surplus.
What our back-of-the-envelope calculation show is about a $300 million cost of the program.
The voucher bill also calls for the state to come up with a better, more equitable way to subsidize high energy costs in following years.
Ongoing energy relief to Alaskans based on the cost of energy in their communities, as well as the heating degree days in specific communities. So the idea would be that Alaskans who face the highest cost of energy and also who need the most energy based on the heating degree days in their community would receive the greatest amount of assistance from the state.
Hardenbrook says any program would only be a temporary bridge until lower-cost energy is available via projects like a gas pipeline or Susitna Hydroelectric Dam. State House Speaker Mike Chenault of Nikiski expressed reservations about the bill yesterday.
That's a shot, one shot in the arm, that may certainly get people through to next year, but you're going to still have that same problem the following year and the following year unless you address the actual cost of energy, and that's bringing some type of a long-term energy source to most of those people.
Chenault said he's torn on the subject and admitted there are no easy immediate solutions given the size of the state. SB 203 gets its first hearing in the Senate Finance Committee on Thursday.